Hi, this is Sarit Switzer, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast, a podcast devoted to the teachings of Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi, as recorded in his most famous work, The Tanya. My hope for this show is to make these teachings accessible and relatable to the average person, regardless of prior Jewish education or affiliation. The episodes follow the prescribed daily study portions and are meant to serve as practical lessons in how to live your life as your true self and develop an authentic and powerful relationship with your Creator. I have personally experienced the effects the study of this work has had on me, and I'm excited to share what I can of this knowledge with you. So please join me on this journey of learning, self-growth, and connection with your source. Hi, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast. This is episode 101 for the 30th of Adar Aleph in a leap year. And so today we are beginning a new chapter, chapter 34. And up until now, a lot of what we've been focusing on is this idea of kind of like getting out of our physical limitations and kind of trying to break through the coarseness of our bodies and the coarseness of our physical eyes, and understanding that what we see and what we experience in our physical bodies is not the full picture. There's more than meets the eye. So we've been on a long journey so far. We talked about not falling into the tourist trap. We talked about not taking our own bodies and physical sensations and emotions too seriously. We talked about not thinking too highly of ourselves. We talked about not seeing the differences between people and between our brethren, our fellow Jews, as being the main thing, and trying to go deeper and seeing beyond that. And last time we really took it to the next level, where we talked about really trying to tap into the ultimate reality with our perception and focus and meditation on thinking about how God is the ultimate reality. So if you really take these teachings seriously, which I'm hoping you do, this is the idea of the book, is to really think about these things and try to integrate them into your life, you might experience a certain kind of detachment or disorientation in terms of understanding your life and understanding who you are. So like when you start thinking that, okay, my physical body is not something I should really take too seriously. My emotions are not something I should really focus on. Everything is really godliness and there is no true reality but God. It's like, where does this leave me? Where am I? And this can kind of lead to a certain spaciness almost. And this is something that, if you think about maybe an association that a lot of people might have with very spiritual or very religious kind of people, is that they are not so grounded, they're not so practical, they're kind of detached from reality and everything. And we know that Judaism is not this type of religion. We're not really meant to be ascetics. We're not meant to just totally be living in this like blissed out state of non-attachment and those kind of things. That's more of like an Indian kind of Eastern way of thinking of things. So how do we circumvent this? How do we prevent this kind of thing from happening? So that's what today's episode is really going to be about. And what we're going to be learning about today, and we'll get into the text in just a minute, is first of all, acknowledging the reality of this phenomenon and how this isn't the first time that you, like, when, if a person might experience this sense of like being ungrounded and this sense of just losing themselves in God and in spirituality and all that stuff, this is actually the first time we experienced this was a long time ago when we received the Torah at Mount Sinai, and we actually were not able to handle it then, and we actually literally died for a minute, and we had to be revived and brought back to earth. And this understanding can really bring us a new appreciation of our forefathers and of our teacher Moshe Rabbeinu and these kind of holy men who lived on this level of self-nullification, but yet somehow they were on such a high level and had such a strong attachment to God that they were able to somehow balance this embodiment of godliness so that they didn't just like fly away and they were actually able to function. But for most of us, we're not able to do that. And so this is a true reality that God acknowledged. And the remedy for this is that he gave us instructions to build him a physical dwelling place in order to contain his presence, because he knew that without this, we really wouldn't be able to handle it. And so this physical container, so to speak, that God instructed us to build for him is what is called the sanctuary. Later on, this evolved into the temple, what we know the temple. There was a first temple and the second temple, but originally the original temple, so to speak, was otherwise known as the sanctuary, the Mishkan in the desert. So let's get into the text and see how the Alter Rebbe explains this evolution and this understanding of the purpose of this containment that the sanctuary served. So the Alter Rebbe says that here it is known that the forefathers, they are the chariot. So remember, we learned about this in previous episodes that we called the forefathers were called chariots of God because literally their whole entire body served to express God's will at every single moment. And they never did anything in either thought, speech, or action that ever opposed God's will in any way. So that's what the Alter Rebbe says here. He says that their entire lives, they never stopped even for a moment to connect their attention and their souls to the king of to the master of the universe with this type of nullification that we talked about in the previous chapter about this idea of the unity of God and how everything is really united within God. And after the forefathers, then there were all the prophets, all the Nevi'im, each one according to the level of their soul. They also had this level of attachment to God in this way and according to their understanding and according to their level. And then we see that there was Moshe Rabbeinu, who Moses, our forefather, he was the highest of all the prophets. And it was said about Moshe Rabbeinu that he was so high that it said Shekhinah medaberet mitoch gronot, that the Shekhinah, the divine indwelling, spoke from his mouth, from the mouth of Moshe. So it's from the throat of Moshe. So it was like whenever Moshe Rabbeinu would speak, his speech was literally, it was just an expression of the divine indwelling. So it was that level of connectedness that Moshe had. And we all actually had a taste of this, explains the Alter Rebbe, when we stood at Har Sinai. So when all the Jews stood at Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, we had a split second of this moment of complete and utter connection with God. The only thing is we weren't able to handle it because, as is explained in the Gemara, and you can look this up in Masechet Shabbos, page 88b, that with every single utterance that came out of Mount Sinai, the souls of the Jews just flew up and flew out of their bodies. So it's like they literally couldn't handle this expression, this manifestation and revelation of God. And this is the idea of just totally being nullified in one source, like how we described if you were to shine like a ray of sunlight into the sun kind of thing. So this is why, now we can understand why it is that what happens as soon as we receive the Torah, and you can actually see this if you've been following along with the Torah portions lately. This was actually the evolution of how it's brought down in the Torah, is we received the Torah. And then immediately after that, what did God tell us to do? He said that we should make a sanctuary for him. And in the sanctuary, there should be the Holy of Holies. And in the Holy of Holies, that would be the place for God to have his Shekhinah, have his indwelling, dwell within it. And this Shekhinah is the revelation of God's unity, of God's oneness, as will be explained further on. So the Alter Rebbe is hinting at the fact that we're going to talk about this later on more in depth in Tanya. That's coming up in chapter 53. Again, now we're in chapter 34. So that's the end of this section. And so just kind of to sum it up, is what we've learned today is this idea that, as we've learned about previously, our forefathers were really unique in the sense that they served as real chariots for God, that their entire bodies, every single moment of their lives, totally and utterly reflected God and were focused on God and fulfilling his will. And then the Alter Rebbe taught us that this was also true with the prophets, and most especially with Moshe Rabbeinu, who was like at the highest level of all the prophets, and that all of us as Jews experienced this level of unification, this level of nullification in God at the time that we received the Torah. But it was so much, and it was such an intense experience that we literally were not able to handle it, which is why right after that, God instructed us to build the sanctuary for him. Because in building the sanctuary, it was kind of like this realization that this indwelling of God in the world, the Shekhinah, was really too much for us, too intense for us to handle on our own. So it was sort of to serve as like a container of sorts in order for us not to disappear. So that's the end of this section today. I know it's slightly abstract, maybe something that we can't necessarily relate to in the sense of having this experience of being totally and utterly subsumed in God and getting totally lost in God. But I think the message, the takeaway message that I'm taking from it anyways, is this idea of a reminder that as much as we've been learning about this idea of transcending physicality and understanding that the true reality is God and all of these things, the ramification of this is not that we are just meant to sit on a mountaintop and be blissed out and close our eyes and try to become one with the universe and all of those things. That's not really what God is asking us to do, but rather we are supposed to be more grounded down here. And ultimately, God wants us to be able to exist and have a kind of independent existence. And this might seem really paradoxical, and it is. It's kind of holding two truths that on the one hand, we have to have this acknowledgement that the only true reality is God and godliness. Yet on the other hand, there's a world and there's a purpose to the world, and God wants us to create a container for him in this world, a home for him, which is what was manifest through the Mishkan. So we will continue with this chapter and along these lines tomorrow. I will speak to you then. Thanks for listening to the It Is Taught podcast, hosted by Sarit Switzer. This podcast is dedicated in loving memory of my maternal grandfather, Avraham Yitzchak ben Binyamin HaKohen of blessed memory. Music by Shoshana. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the show, please share it with others and subscribe on YouTube, Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review. To find out more about the It Is Taught project, including more information on my soon-to-be-published book, please visit our website, itistaught.com. To catch the latest from me, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow, and until then, have a great day.